Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. The living word say it now. Come on.
Jesus.
Hello, good morning, good early morning to everyone. God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for just, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day's journey. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Truly thank you, Jesus. Just thanksgiving, dear Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I don't know what you've been through today, sisters, my brothers. I don't know what trials and tribulations you may have faced today. Oh, I don't know what news that you may have heard today was not what you was expecting. But can we just come together just real quickly here? Let's just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have something that you just want to say thank you for? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My heart cries out to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I stand in the gap for those who are praying, that are kneeling, those that don't even feel like praying right now. But I intercede for them and say thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you for those that won't take out time to say thank you. I thank you for the blessings that you bestowed over their homes. I thank you for the blessings that you bestowed in their bodies, dear Father, over their minds, dear Father. Oh, and I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing loved ones. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for going inside of the prison walls behind the bars. Oh, thank you for giving comfort, dear Father, to the comfortless. Oh, thank you, dear Father, for being that arm that they can rest on and that shelter that we can run to for the ones that are in mourning right now, that are grieving for their loved ones, dear Father. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. You are powerful, God, the one and only, set up on high, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. My heart cries out, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever your situation is, oh, it don't have to be bad. We got some good things going on, and we want to say hallelujah. We want to give thanksgiving for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That promotion, hallelujah. That new child is born, say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That courtroom situation going in your favor, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Been removed from that bad situation to say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, shandalada shehena. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Just hallelujah. I praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wherever you're at right now, just don't get too busy that you can't stop and say hallelujah. You can't stop and say thank you, Jesus. You can't stop and say I love you, Jesus. You can't stop and say I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. All around the world right now. What a wonderful place it would be. What a wonderful world it would be if everybody just had Jesus. If everybody had Jesus. If everybody had Jesus. We need prayer. We need prayer, sisters and brothers. All around the country, we need prayer. Hallelujah. His word is alive. It's a living word. Oh, we need to seek his word. Hallelujah. We come praying for everyone on today's prayer list. We constantly pray for you. I ask you to keep me in prayer. Keep my family in prayer. We need each other. We need prayer. We need each other. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just praise his name. Just give him thanks Just thank him for all that he's done. I don't care what your situation is. Somebody is worse off than you, sisters and brothers. And we need to take the time to just pray. We need to take the time to just say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, all over the world, if we could just stop and give him some time. Never get too busy that you stop to say, thank you, Jesus. I thank him. I come to you with thanksgiving in my heart right now. Hallelujah. The rocks don't have to cry out for me because I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, because you've been good to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm trying to move on, sisters, but I got something I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's a good God, a merciful God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's get, see, can we get our scripture done here? God bless you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless everyone in the chat room. Mama Sunshine, thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless. Sean and Mikey, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, he is amazing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're reading tonight from John 14, 1 and 6. Hallelujah. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. That's me and you. We believe in God. He said, then also believe in me. Because in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would not have told you. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, then I will come again. Hallelujah. He's coming again. He is coming again. Hallelujah. Be ye also ready, because he's coming. And when I come, I will receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas had a question. Thomas said to him, he said, Lord, we do not know where you are going. And how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, just like he's saying to each and every one of us, hallelujah, he said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the way. Thank you for being the truth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're a good God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just look down and go over some of the names on our prayer list. We come tonight praying for all of those in need of prayer. I just, again, just want to express to you how much I just, my heart just overjoys when I go to my email and just open up and see the names that you're turning in for your just prayer requests. We're just touching and agreeing. I can sit in my office desk. If I get a call from you, even on my cell phone, it's just an honor just to get up and go pray with you. Hallelujah. I thank you for all the praise requests that you send in, just saying that what God has done and the manifestation that has came around in your life and the healing that has came into your body. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all types of things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're asking, dear Father, for Sister Karina. Sister Karina's been diagnosed with breast cancer. Oh, we come to you praying for Sister Karina tonight, dear Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We ask you to pray each and every one of us. Let's get together. Let's pray for the ones that's on the prayer list. Hallelujah. It may not be you in need right now of a healing, but what if it was your sister or brother? What if it was your child or your mother? What if it was you? Hallelujah, that the doctors have gave news that it is breast cancer. That is your elderly parents that is sitting there that's in need of someone to come and help them. Hallelujah, we need each other. We come praying today for everyone on the prayer list. We're praying for each other. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. We come praying for my uncle, Uncle Charles, and his wife, Aunt Henrietta. The last name is Haynes. Wonderful people. He's a veteran. Have always been there. Awesome people. Both of them at this time are very ill in the body, not wanting to leave the home. Economic-wise, they want to stay together, want to stay put there. And we're just asking for continued deliverance in their way, just strong in the Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for them. Thank you, for Lord Jesus, for all the family members that is there in their behalf and praying for them. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We also ask for prayer for Sister Bertha Sawyer. Sister Sawyer right now is actually going through some illness herself. And she's praying about the care workers that she has, that she's looking for to come into her home as live-ins and to be there. And that's something special, needing prayer over who it is to come into her home. We're praying for Sister Bertha Sawyer. We're praying for Sister Gay Bullock. She has been diagnosed with lupus, and she's going back and forth, and she's having up days and down days. But we know that God said keep her eye off of that problem, and she's holding strong through it all. She said that through it all, she's still doing it. She was walking with a smile. Through it all, she's still giving God praise. Through it all, she's still coming and getting down on her knees for thanksgiving. And we walk around and nothing is wrong with us. Well, why can't we bow to the Lord? Why can't we take out time out of our busy day to say, thank you, Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. We pray and we thank God for all of the ones on the prayer list. We continue now with the prayer list, and we're praying for Geneva, Tony Jr., and Alexis. We're praying for their mom, Diana. We're praying for them and with the loss of Diana's son and Tony Jr. and Alexis and Geneva's little brother, Isaiah. God bless, four-year-old. We're praying for their father, Tony Sr., and the way that he's dealing with it. God bless the whole Benilla family. Hallelujah. We just pray for you. My heart goes out for you. We also pray for Jennifer Hudson. Hallelujah. Someone sent in a prayer request for the family of Julia Hudson, Jennifer Hudson, Greg King, and of course for the passing of their mother and brother, and the mother was Darnell Donaldson, and the seven-year-old son that they actually found today, Julian King. We come praying for each and one of those family members. Jason Hudson was the brother. God bless them all. We're also praying for I guess it's the young man that's in custody right now in that situation, and it is William Balford. We pray for his whole family. A loved one of that family actually has contacted us just to ask us not to forget them also in the middle of the prayer, that we remember them and we remember that what that family is going through. Oh, God bless. God, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We come and we're praying for Mama Sunshine and everyone in her family. We pray for Shining Monkey and everyone that is reaching out, the ones that are praying with them and the ones that are praying against them, dear Father. Oh, we pray right now that blockages and people be moved out of the way, dear Father, and that you let nothing stop them or separate their love for you, dear Father. Whatever it is that's going on in their lives, dear Father, right now. Oh, I see someone that is smiling in their face, but someone, dear Father, is not meaning them the goodness that they appear to be. But we thank you, Lord, for revealing that situation to us right now in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Oh, Satan, you have no authority in any lives, dear Father, that's connected here tonight, dear Father. And we give by the authority that God has given to us. We put all power into our sisters and brothers' hands and rub it in your household and take the anointing and spread it on your doors and make sure that you're praying over your loved ones as they're sleeping at night. pray God's protection. He has given us the authority to remove all evil, all anything that is against us out of your household, out of your bodies. Touch your body wherever it hurts. Speak the name of Jesus. Speak healing words into your body. Speak the word of God over you. And may he dwell in your households. May he dwell in your family. May he dwell in your minds. You know, the enemy can get in your mind and play tricks on your mind. He can make you think that things are one way, which is actually another. Oh, but stand forth and just touch the word and then touch your head. Touch your temples. Dear Father, and just, it's so important that we all bless ourselves, that we anoint ourselves. Don't go out without putting on your helmet of salvation, because we need our minds to be saved. Sisters and brothers, make sure that we ask God every day to be the person that goes inside of our heads and sets on our brain stem and be the director, the conductor of what thoughts are to come in and what thoughts are to just pass out. Hallelujah. And then put on our breastplate of righteousness, that we stand up to do the right things, that we stand up to say the right things, that we live a righteous life, that we even go to the polls and vote in the right way. And we live, dear Father, so that the person out there who is loaning and looking for God may look at our lives and see, dear Father, that is something in us that they see. It's the Christ. That they may not know what it is, but they just know that there's something in us that they need, that they want to draw from, that they want to come to you. They want to connect with you. So the next time that person is trying to come up and talk to you at the water fountain, at the cooler, at work, at church, they just feel they need to sit by you. And you say, I don't know why this person is keeping about them. It's the Jesus in you that they're feeling. They're connecting with you. So let go. Release. Let him have his way in you. Be a vessel that he can reach out and bring one of his kids into his kingdom by the life that you're living. And then we put on our belt of truth, because we want to be in truth. We want to live truth. We don't want to speak one thing and then do another. Mothers and fathers, we want to make sure that our kids are being taught the right things. When we say one thing, we don't want them to say, Mama, but you're not doing what you're saying. Daddy, you're not living a life. We want to take that and sacrifice some things to be in truth, to do the truth, to do what you know is right, to do what you know is the truth. Speak the truth at all times in your life. And then it says you put your shield of faith. We got to make sure that we keep our faith. We got to believe in those things that are to come, even though we can't see the substance of that thing right now. Even though that problem may have us bound down, even though we may be in pain right now, but we got to have the faith. Keep that shield, protect it all around you. You don't go onto the battlefield with just a miniature shield up, but you want to take a shield that will go from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. God says ours. We just have to reach out and attack it. Put it to us. Put it around us. Let it surround us, and we can attack anything that comes against us. Then the sword is the word, the spirit of God's word. God is spirit. We have a sword that is the spirit of God's word. Study to show yourself worthy. Armor yourself with the sword. Hallelujah. Then step into the boots of peace. First, we have to prepare our feet for our shoes of peace, a peace beyond all understanding, a peace that when that bill collector's knocking on your door and you know you don't have the money for it, if you had it, you'd have paid the bill so you wouldn't have came there. But he gives you that peace to go ahead, where you're not sitting around worrying, producing more gray hairs over a situation. When you say that you prayed for healing, you know that you're praying for healing. And whatever comes or whatever may, you know that you're in the service of the Lord. You know that he is deep down in the core of you and you in him. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all of your sin. You said then we should bring all of our requests to you. You said we can come boldly to the throne of mercy. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for that opportunity, that we can lay down all of our burdens, dear Father. And when we rise back up, that we can leave them there, dear Father. That's the thing. Satan will try to trick us into taking them back with them, but leave them there. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your honor. Thank you for your glory. Oh, Yeshua, you're a mighty God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can live in love, that we walk by faith, not by sight. We thank you for each and every family that is represented here tonight. We thank you for each and every ministry that is on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you are and all that you're doing in our life. For all the ones that won't take out time to thank you tonight, I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for traveling with us, dear Father. Thank you for being our financial advisor. Thank you for being in our jobs. Thank you for being our leader. Thank you for blessing family members near and far, going overseas. Thank you for Jerusalem, blessing Jerusalem. Thank you for Israel, dear Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for Israel. We pray, dear Father, in your darling son's name that you bless each and every family represented here. We give you peace and power because you are our love. We thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we give you praise and we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We never want to leave a show without giving an invitation to salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We think about during the times on earth, Jesus' time, Jesus was always inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, he said, follow me. He invited his listeners to come to him, to come by faith. That's what we need. He said to come for healing. He said to come for hope. He said, come to me for happiness. He said, come to me, all ye who are labored, who are labored and heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Hallelujah. He said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Perhaps today you feel that Christ himself is speaking just to you. You may have picked up in the archives. Hallelujah. Imagine if he was in this room with you right now, given this invitation. What would you do? He really is in this room. He's right with you. He really is inviting you to become his child, his follower, his disciple. I'm going to ask you to leave your wherever you're doing and just get on your knees, wherever you're at. If you're not in a position to get on your knees, just take a moment. Hallelujah. God's going to meet you right where you're at. Come on, come willingly to the Lord. Come courageously to the Lord. Don't worry about what anyone else thinks. This is just your personal time with God. He's calling you as an individual, calling you as a couple to come to the Lord, calling you as a family to come to the Lord. He died for you. He rose again for you. His blood washes away all of our sins. And he can give you new life if you come. Come to Christ now. Come to Christ now. He can give you new life. Come. Where there's still time. Why, you still can. The only a step to Jesus. It only takes a step to get to Jesus. Relationship with Christ. Oh, why not come and say, gladly to thee, my Savior, I give myself away. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for your love. We thank you for your peace. Hallelujah. We remind you all, if you ever need to get in touch with us, continue with your prayer request. I know you know the email address, but I give it to you again. It's at walkwithmeguide@aol.com. If you need a Bible, I will send you out a Bible. My telephone number is 210-277-0495. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone in the archives, everyone in the chat rooms. God bless you all. God bless you all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise. Until the next time that we meet, God bless you and God keep you. We love you. Good night.